This podcast replay is brought to you by Perdomo Cigars. Check out the retail store in Miami Gardens at 5150 Northwest 167th Street. Plenty of cigar gear and a relaxing lounge. This is the Perdomo way.
Safe to say we will all breathe a sigh of relief once this Tyreek Hill, Jimmy Butler contracts finish out.
Yay and nay. Because we don't know what's on the other side. You know what I'm saying? And plenty of fans will tolerate some of the crap. If Butler makes another crazy ass run to the finals or the Eastern Conference Finals, you're going to say, well, dude, the regular season sucks, but he did it again. Like, how can we complain? He's winning at the most important time. And he put himself in this hole, right, of being the 7 or 8 seed or whatever. And he dug himself out of it. Is it the right thing to do? No. But if he keeps digging himself out of the hole, it's like, you know, it's don't throw that pass. Whoa, yeah! You know, it's like, you know, the guy threw across his body in triple coverage and Justin Jefferson came down with it. Okay? Because you threw it to Justin freaking Jefferson. Okay, you threw it to D-Hop in his prime. You know, you threw it to this dominant force that's being covered by three guys. I remember Tony Gonzalez coming here 1 year. I don't know, you remember that? And Tony Gonzalez caught everything against the Dolphins. And we had two or three guys on him and some guy named Cameron something. And you know, it was like a disaster of an outing that year against Kansas City. And Tony Gonzalez single-handedly sliced us apart, you know? And it's just like one of those deals. Like, you threw a bad pass, but because it was to a great player that was just an unstoppable force, that's where you're, oh, yeah. And that's kind of what it is. That's the feeling. Oh, man. So I don't know. I don't know what holds, you know. If Jimmy Butler leaves, then what's left? Riley's had a really tough time bringing stars. By the way, Wade brought this star also. If it's not for Wade and Butler playing together, oh, you know, dude, there's a place for you. Yeah, and it's called Miami. Really? Oh, yeah, dude. You'll like it there. And so he recruited Shaq, and he recruited Bosch, and he recruited Butler. Hasn't been Riley. So when the Butler era ends, okay, the frustrating regular seasons will end. But will you have great regular seasons and not so good postseasons now? So then wouldn't we want to switch? Most of us aren't really paying for those seats in the regular season. Yes, sir.
I was say, is it really going to be any less frustrating of a regular season if right. Butler leaves? Because
right.
It really might going to not care about the regular season right. For the Miami Heat.
Right. With Tyreek, it's a different kind of frustration. It's the knuckleheaded shit. There is some frustration when he plays because he does – have a tendency of dropping some big passes. I don't know why, but it's just weird. But really, it's more the offseason stuff. So it's more of a frustration that Tyreek Hill cannot behave like a normal person. Whereas with Jimmy, you hate that he doesn't take the regular season serious. But, you know, be careful what you ask for. Because I remember when, Shula, the games passed him by. And then people kick Shula out. And then guess what? Nobody that's replaced Shula has been better than Shula even on his worst days. It got so bad with Shula. This is what we used to say. Oh, Shula can only make the playoffs now. Oh, yeah, no, first round. Maybe he wins a first round game. Oh, the game's passed him by. And then everybody pushes Shula out the door, only to just add coaches that can't even make the playoffs, much less win a game. So be careful what you ask for. Because before you say, oh, well, you know, it's over the hill for this person or that person, be sure about what's coming next. Because I've seen it when people think it's, oh, yeah, no, Jimmy Johnson's, yeah, it's better for us to get rid of the old man and let's bring in Jimmy Johnson. And Jimmy, all he did was get thoroughly embarrassed in the playoffs constantly with the Miami Dolphins. Constantly. It didn't end up better. And it didn't get better with everybody else that followed. So be careful. Be careful what you ask for. Yeah, Tyreek's a little frustrating, but man, that's a hell of a player. Okay? And Jimmy Butler, yeah, regular seasons are frustrating, but the postseasons have been magical. So I don't know what you want to trade off for. Are you guaranteed that you're going to get the stars again? Because Riley hasn't been able to get a star. Again, Wade brought Butler. Wade brought Bosch and LeBron. So the last 15 years, Riley has not been bringing in any whales. Whiteside. Oh, yeah, Whiteside. Yeah. So think about that. Okay? So yeah, it's frustrating, but man, let's not be so quick to end it. Okay?